A very big aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to talk about a subject that goes back to our true roots, and it is involving knowing ourself. Knowing ourself and feeling worthy of embracing who we really are. We're going to talk about the real you. Personality is an amazing thing, of course, and over time we use personality in many ways, but behind that personality is a pearl, the precious pearl that is in the soul of you that lasts lifetime after lifetime, that is so beautiful to behold. And many times it's so precious, but it is not allowed to be revealed and seen by you. Because many of us fear that if we reveal the real self, we might get hurt, we might get rejected, and that part of ourself is so very precious. We can't afford to let that part get trampled upon. But that part is so powerful and so strong that when you embrace it, and when you feel it, and when you embody that pearl of your soul, of who you really are, then you are strong, and any other attempts by others to limit you, to bring you down, can't really affect you, because behind the real you is the power that is the power beyond measure. And every day, if you start your day with meditation and some affirmations and prayer, then you can reach that inner part of you that knows you intimately, that soul that's there with you from the moment you're born, that soul that's there and will be with you when you drop your body and move on, that soul that's been with you through lifetimes, so precious and so beautiful. And it's so important that we allow that soul of who we are to be expressed, to be embraced, to communicate with others. And it takes courage and it takes strength. But through meditation and through affirmations, you find that connection is strengthened to the point where you not only embrace it, but you exude it in many ways, in your aura, in your vibrations, in your being. You can walk into a room and you can change the frequency of a room with that power of who you are without even saying a word. And if you are to use that unlimited power of who you are when you speak your truth, then it's even more powerful and it can be life-changing and others recognize it. And I'm seeing more and more beautiful souls now, more than ever, coming forth. And through yoga and through meditation, they are fearlessly expressing who they are. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Years and years ago, it was very hard to find a place where you could be accepted when you spoke your real truth. And now it's become much more accepted. So here are some affirmations to project the real you to others. It is not the false self, but the real me that is one with my soul. And that spirit that speaks through me in my communication to others. That precious energy, that pearl within, is my real self, and I allow myself to recognize it, to embrace it, and to realize I can be that real self in a positive manner in communication with others. Your real self always has confidence in communications. know that that's really the truth, that you can speak your truth and you can feel that inner strength and that peace within. When you are insecure, that knowledge that your real self, your soul self, is speaking with honesty. This is just like the center of playing a sound on a flute or ringing a bell. When you're in the center of your very being, in the center of your whole self, it rings true. It has that same energy of being in the center of who you are. And this is a good thing to do in the morning when you meet with yourself in life each day. There are so many opportunities you have to be in tune with that real self, to meet with yourself in life each day, to see yourself and your role, and be truly engaged with the being that is yourself in life. So don't be afraid. Don't back off. Don't limit who you are. Don't be afraid to be in tune with that beautiful bridge of that soul of who you are expressing through you, that inner light that you are, that shines its rays so beautifully, beautifully through you and through your aura. For a moment, take a second and ponder. What color am I? What is the color that I feel is my true color? And there was that song by, was it Cyndi Lauper, My True Color Shining Through? You should be in tune with your true color, and you can use that beautiful true color and extend it out in your aura. Right now, let's just take a few deep breaths. Breathe in that light of your true color, your true self. Feel how beautiful and the different shades and hues your real true color has. Extend that color out beyond 6 feet. Around you is a protective light that allows you to be safe and feel protected from negative energy. Embrace that beautiful color that you are right now. Breathe it in. Allow it to go through all of your mind and your, see it healing all the rays of light in your mind and your throat chakra and your heart. Bathe in that beautiful light in your solar plexus and deep into your second chakra and down to the base of your spine. Let yourself be aligned with the highest colors of the rainbow. The colors we see in the highest planes. Just feel yourself bathed in the beauty of these beautiful colors of who you really are. And now let's go deep, deep, deep as we find ourselves comfortable and relaxed. Allow that pearl in your soul to be present. Go deep, deep, deep within to your soul of souls. Feel that energy there. Find that precious pearl right there that's always waiting for you to shine. That pearl is a gift from God to you. Allow yourself to receive this precious pearl of who you are. Feel the strength of that power and that energy of who you really are shining forth through all of your light, through all of your aura, through all of who you are, and embrace it and love it. Allow yourself to feel that light of who you are and allow it to shine forth. Let it blossom with beauty and call upon this energy to be with you throughout your day, to be able to be seen, to be able to share that love and light of who you really, truly are. Never forget, you are precious. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are worthy of being loved. Love yourself as God loves you, and embrace and express who you really are. God bless you always.